We continue our learning of the Nishmasta of Ibn Menachem, Chaim Yaakov, Ibn Gazalio, where it is Parakei Mishnah Yudches. Called Hamazakes Saradim, Ein Chet Ba'al Yado. Anyone who gives merit to the public, who guides them properly in the way of Torah mitzvos, gives them Musar, puts them on the proper derech, Ein Chet Ba'al Yado Hashem, Min HaShamayim will prevent such a person from stumbling in sin, because it shouldn't be, the Gemara Yuma says on Daf Pei Zayin, that his Talmidim should be in Gan Eden, and he should be in Gehenna. It just doesn't look good. So this way Hashem will prevent this person from sinning, so that he, along with his Talmidim, will be in Gan Eden. V'chol HaMachti Yesaradim, anyone who incites others to sin, and now puts them on the wrong derech, Ein maspikin biyado lasos tshuva. Now that sounds like we don't give him the ability to do tshuva. So different ways to explain that. Some say it means he's not going to have everyone could do tshuva, but you won't have the siyata d'shma, you won't have the assistance from heaven to do tshuva. And the same reason, it shouldn't be as the reverse of above. It shouldn't be that he incites others and now his Talmidim, so to speak, are going to Gehenim, and he should be in Gan Eden. No, so therefore, Hashem makes it such that this person is unable to do tshuva. Now, according to the Rambam, this actually means that we take away from him the Bechira Chavshes, and we prevent him from doing tshuva. For what purpose? So that he gets the proper punishment. Similar to what we see when it comes to Paro. A lot of questions on that, how that's possible. But that's the way the Rambam understands it. The Avos de Rabbi Nassim says the following. Kol hamazakeh sarabim ein megalgalin avera al yado. Anyone who causes merit to the public, so we don't literally roll an avera on his hand, doesn't come to his hand. Shelo yu talmidav nochel in olam haba. So it shouldn't be that his students inherit Olam Haba, who Yerei Lashol, and he now goes down to the grave of Gehenim. Shenemar, and this is based on a pasuk in Tehillim Tezayin. The pasuk says, "Ki lo sa'azov nafshi l'shol, lo siten chasidcha l'rosh shachas." Literally means David HaMelech says that my nefesh, my soul, should not be abandoned l'shol to go down to Gehenim, and therefore chasidcha, those your pious ones, they should not see shachas, they shouldn't see the grave, they shouldn't see Gehenim. What does that mean? So Avos Torah Mitzvah says like this: Klomar lo ta'azov nafshi l'avo l'idei avera shelech el shol. Don't abandon me, so I end up sinning, where I now go to Gehenim, and then my Talmidim, who are Zoche, and they're in Gan Eden, they shouldn't see me in Gehenim. That doesn't look good at all. It's a terrible message. They may not know what the Rebbe did wrong, and they may wonder, this just is unfair. And it's not just from Hashem. And also, v'chol ha'machti ha'sarabim, Avos Rabbi Nassim continues, anyone who causes others to sin, ein maspikin biyado lasos tshuva, for the same reason, kedei shelo yu talmidav yordim l'shol, so his talmidim don't end up going down Gehenim v'noch olam haba. The talmidim are on Gehenim, and he gets olam haba, and Amar, this is another pasuk. This is a pasuk for Mishli that teaches us this. Mishli chavches, the pasuk says, adam ashok bidam nefesh, literally means the person is oppressed with the blood of a soul, adbor yanos, he will go down to the pit, al yismuchubo, and no one shall support him. Klomer, what does this mean to say, says Avos de Rabbi Nassim? Mishen ischayev benefesh enevda al yado. That's what it means. Adam ashok bidam nefesh, a person who is chayev benefesh, a nefesh, a soul has been lost because of him. He's the cause of the loss. He caused others to sin. Al yismuchubo, al shalo yipo. Then we shouldn't come and support him. Heaven is not going to come to support him that he'd not fall down. Elamanichim oso v'yipol bebor ha-gehenim, and he should go down. That's also found in Rashi and Yuma Pei Zayin. Then the Mishnah gives examples of these very types of people. Moshe zacha v'zika sarabim. Moshe reached perfection in terms of wisdom and behavior and conduct. V'zika sarabim, and he taught Bnei Yisrael Torah mitzvot, instructed them in the proper way, and they became an am segulah through him, and therefore zachus harabim tuluyabo. the zechus, the merit of the public who are now fulfilling mitzvos, are all dependent on him, as if he is fulfilling all those mitzvos himself. Shneamar tzidkas Hashem asa u'mishvata v'im Yisrael. We have that pasuk in Vizos HaBracha. Tzidkas Hashem asa. He did the tzidkus, the righteousness of Hashem. U'mishpatav im Yisrael. It means he is like he's fulfilling the whole Torah. He and all of the Jewish people, he's getting that merit. Yeravam, but the opposite is also true. Yeravam chata, Yeravam ben Nevatisin, he made the eglezav and Ted said to Bnei Yisrael, this is a pasuk from Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, Rav lochem elos Yushalayim, Hine Elohecha Yisrael shalucham eres Mitzrayim, he made his own eglezav. You don't have to go down to where Rechavim is the king, to Yehuda, to Yushalayim. You can serve Hashem here, you don't have to go there on the Shalosh Regalim. So he caused, he sinned, and the Hechti Yisrael Rabim, that now people are bowing to and serving these Egle Zahav. So therefore, Cheta Rabim Taloiboy. So Taloiboy. So therefore, not only his sin, but the sin of the public is dependent on him as well. And we view it as if he is sinning. All the sins of the Jewish people are upon him. Shneamar Al Chatos Yeravam Asher Chata VaAsher Hechtias Yisrael. It doesn't say Al Chatos Yeravam VYisrael. There's Chatos of Yeravam and Chatos of Yisrael. No, it's Al Chatos Yeravam Asher Chata. The Chatos of Yeravam are basically the Chatoim of Yisrael, and the Chatoim of Yisrael are the Chatoim of Yeravam, and therefore it all goes back to him. He is the source, and because he was machti everybody else. Perakei Mishnah Yutes, Kol Mishnah Yesh Biyado Shlosh Dvarim Halalo Mitalmidav Shel Avram Avinu Ushlosh Dvarim Achirim Mitalmid Shel Bilam Harosh. We're going to show three character traits and the positive ones, and then if you switch them to the opposite, to negative, so the positive is Avram and the negative is Bilam Harosh. So we have in the Chumash, even in the stories, there are comparisons between the two stories, between the two personalities, and this Mishnah is telling us to contrast them in the following way. So the first is, what are the character traits of Avram Avinu? Ayin tova v'ruach nemucha v'nefef shvala mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu. What are these? So ayin tova is someone who has a good eye, means that he's satisfied with his lot. Ruach nimucha, a low spirit, means he's extremely humble. And nefesh shvela, his soul is low. This is someone who is involved in precious, which means he separates himself from the desires, from the luxuries of this world. So anyone who has those character traits are mitalmidim shel Avram Avinu. Now, where do we see Avram Avinu? Where do we see these manifest in Avram Avinu? So we begin with Ayin Tova, a good eye. What we said that meant, person who's satisfied with what they have, where Avram said to Melech Sodom and Parashas Lech Lecha, Im Michut Vatzroch Nal V'mekach Mikol Asheloch V'lo Tamani Asher says, Avram, I don't want anything, not even a shoelace. I don't want a thread or a shoelace from you. Ruach Nemucha, the fact that he was very humble, Avram said about himself when he spoke, when he davened to the people of Sodom, V'anuchi Afar V'efer, I am like dust and ashes. And Nefesh, the fact that he separated himself from the desires of this world. So what do you say about Sarah? He named Parshas Lech Lecha. Oh, they're coming to Paro. He named Oyodati Shoyifas Mareot. I know that you are a beautiful woman. The Medrash tells us that up until this point, he never gazed at her. And only now when it mattered to know, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. I have to keep you away from Paro. I have to be careful. Paro may kill me for you. So you'll tell me that, you'll tell him that you're my sister. So here he separated himself even, it was his wife even. And that's the Nefesh Shvela, the low spirit in terms of luxuries, desires of this world. In fact, these line up very well with that which Rabbi Elazar HaKapar said earlier in Perek Dalam, Mishnah Chaf Aleph. What are the three things that take a person out of this world? Motzina Sadam and Olam, Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. So you put these together, they line up. Ayin Tova, someone who sumech bechelko, someone who doesn't have Kina. A Baal, a Ruach Nemucha, of low spirit, which is someone who's humble, is not interested in Kavod. So, and then the Baal Nefesh Vela means that he doesn't have those physical desires, is able to conquer. So he is such a person who doesn't have that last that takes care of taiva. So those three things, kina, taiva, and kavod, which are motzi adam in olam, we'll see that's what Bilam had, but Avraham did not, and therefore Avraham very much was in this world. And these are, anyone who has these character traits can say that they're from the Talmidim of Rama Avinu. But someone who has ayin ra'ah, a bad eye. What does that mean? So the opposite of ayin tovah, which means this is a person who loves money. Therefore, this person is always jealous. Eino ra'ah b'shel acherim, is always looking at what other people have and wants more for himself. So v'ruach givoha, this is not the opposite. This is the opposite of ruach nimucha. The ruach givoha, this is arrogance. V'nefesh rechava, a wide nefesh instead of nefesh shvela, which means he's a baal taiva. So all these character traits mi talmidav shel Bilam Russia. Where do we see this when it comes to Bilam? So ayin ra'ah, let's talk about the eye, which was jealous, always wanted more money. Well, it was because of the money that he went to curse the Jewish people. Although he said, if you give me all this money, I won't be able to go against Hashem. Obviously, it shows that he was interested in money. He desired money of others. Ruach givoha, this of not lowly spirit, but just the opposite, this is haughtiness. So where do I see that Bilam was haughty? He said, Nu'um shomea imre kel v'odea das el yom. So he said, about himself, he's going to say this prophecy, end up being blessings to the Jewish people. But he said, I'm one who is shomea imre. I hear messages from Hashem. I know the das el yom. The Gemara says that he knew the moment Hashem got angry that splits half of a second, whatever it is. So this Bilam had a ruach givoha, the fact that he claimed that Hashem spoke with him, and he was very happy to advertise that. And nefesh rechava, so where do we see that full of desire? Well, he was the one who advised that the Benos Moav should go after the Jewish men for his nus purposes. And if he didn't have that taiva itself, we wouldn't assume that's something he would recommend. In fact, the Rambam says, ki hatovim lo yitzavu bira, Eliezer b'mena, people who are good, they don't command other people to engage in bad behavior. V'akasuva, but as the pasuk say, hein heina hayu levnei Yisrael bidvar Bilam. Divar Bilam, the words of Bilam, his recommendation is when they were mafkir their daughters to the Jewish people. So that was the nefesh rechava that we see in Bilam. Then the Mishnah says, ma ben talmido shel Avraham Avinu v'talmid shel Bilam ha'rasha. What's in terms of the schar? Those who follow, to be a talmid of Avraham Avinu means to follow these midos. A person who follows the midos of Avraham Avinu, what's his schar? And what's the punishment of those who follow Bilam ha'rasha? Talmido shel Avraham Avinu, ochlim bilam hazeh. They're going to eat, literally consume the peros, the fruits of their labor for the masim tovim in this world. And v'nochalim bilam haba. And they will have the Yerusha in the next world. We say it every day. We talk about certain mitzvahs that are, that we person is ochel perasem ha-mazep v'akeren, but the principle is olam haba. So similarly over here. And where do we see this in the pasuk? Shneemar lahanchil ohava yesh v'otrosehem amale. This is a pasuk. This is a pasuk which we quote at the end of Shas. This is a pasuk in Mishlei Paraches, but at the end of Shas we speak about the fact the word Yesh is Gematria 310, and it says there Lahanchil, that which is Olam Haba. So you go the Lahanchil, the Olam Haba, the Nachala, the inheritance we're going to get in Olam Haba is Yesh, is 310 times any benefit, any pleasure we have in this world. So that's it's nothing compared to Olam Haba. Any the pleasure in Olam Haba, any moment, is 300 times better than any pleasure we have in this lifetime. But also, this is a reference to Avraham Avinu, because this is Ahanchil Ohava Yesh. I will give Yesh, I will give Olam Haba, this 310 times Nachala, to Ohavai, those who love me. And Avram was known as Hashem's beloved. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Mem Aleph, Zera Avraham Ohavi. Avram was his beloved.
And therefore, he's going to have those who follow, Avram, who's my beloved, follow those midos, are going to get Olam Haba as well. Yesh may, even if you don't take the gematria, the word yesh means there is. It means it exists. So Olam Haba is something that endures, and therefore, lahanchil ohavai, those who love me, those who follow Mavavinu, yesh, are going to the nachla of yesh, which is that which always exists, which is Olam Haba. But Aval Talmidav Shobilam Arasha, Yorshin Gehinom, they are going to get, so Tosha's young dev said, you know what Gehinom means? Even in Olam Hazeh. They'll be miserable even in this world. The Yordim Lever Shacha said, but they go down to that pit of destruction in Olam Haba. Shnei Amar, quoting the Pasuk Mitalim Nun Hey, the Atelu Kim, we quote this Pasuk in Omekasim, the Atelu Kim Toredim Lever Shacha, Hashem, you will bring them down to Be'er Shacha, to this literally this well of destruction. Anshei damim umrima, those people involved in murder, people of blood umrima and deceit. Lo yechetzu imayhem, they will not even live out half their life. Vaniyev tachbach, but I, as for me, I will trust in you. So how do I know? So I know the other pasuk lanchil ohavai. That's a reference to Avram Avinu. How do I know that this pasuk in Tilim Nun Hey is a reference to Bilam Arasha and those who follow him? So Bilam's called an anshei damim, because it was based on his recommendation of this nus, that what happened, we read in the Parshas Balak, that 24,000 Jews died because of that. And he's called an Ishmirma, of course, a man of deceit, because of his plans to curse the Jewish people. So therefore, anyone who follows him are Talmidim of Bilam Arasha. They're also called Anshei Damim and Mirma, people of deceit. And for those people, what do we say? Toredim Lever Shachas and Loich Mayhem, they'll go down to Be'er Shachas and Olam Haba, and they won't even live out half their life, Bolam Hazeh.